Victims of rape often undergo a medical exam. Physical evidence is collected, including DNA. It's put together into what's known as a rape kit. There are some 6,000 rape kits sitting untested in police departments across Washington state. Well, a bill in the state legislature seeks to stop that backlog from growing. It would require all new rape kits be sent for testing at the state crime lab within 30 days. Erica Teschke is director of Rape Kit WA. It's a Seattle-based organization advocating for rape kit reform in Washington state. She says the bill is separated into two parts.
The first part is a requirement that every kit that comes in after a certain day be sent to the crime lab within 30 days for testing, actually request sent to the crime lab to test the kits. That will stop putting kits on the shelf. So everything from that date forward will go to the crime lab for testing at some point in time. Then the second part of the bill puts together a work group of people, stakeholders, if you will, everybody who will be affected by dealing with the backlog of kits and what it'll take to get those kits not only tested, but also the investigations done.
What happens to the DNA that's collected?
Usually the kit will go to the crime lab and be tested, and the DNA that comes up is loaded into CODIS, which is a federal database. And usually those DNA profiles are tested against other ones in the system to see if the person can be identified.
Why do you think it's important to test all rape kits?
Well, what we've been seeing in other cities and states that have gone forth and tested all these kits is that they are starting to make connections amongst various serial rapists. So rape is a crime that usually the perpetrator doesn't commit just once. And when they are testing all these kits, they're finding that they're able to connect different rapes 5, 6, 7, 8 times and being able to pick these people up and take them off the streets.
But this bill doesn't go back to the backlog of rape kits. It says all the rape kits being taken now will be sent to the crime lab within 30 days. Why doesn't it deal with the backlog?
This bill is a great first start because this process, as you can see in Houston and Detroit, who have been at it for quite a long time now, is a multi-year process. And it is super important to sort of start at the beginning so that a survivor-centered rape kit reform can be put together. And this is the beginning where Washington State is at. And the 30-day sending kits to the lab sort of stops the amassing of kits being put on the shelf.
What impact is this going to have on sexual assault victims, Erica?
We can mainly look at what's happened in the other states, and it's been a wonderful thing. It has really reengaged sexual assault victims in the process of finding justice for themselves. Many of these victims have just heard nothing back from police on their rape kits. And it's a long process, and it's one that has to be carefully studied and done in the right way. But I think it's going to do wonders for victims of sexual assault to help them find closure from their attacks.
You mentioned that a lot of law enforcement agencies don't do this in part because it's costly to get a rape kit processed. What are you hearing from law enforcement agencies about this bill that would require that these rape kits be sent along?
It is, you know, rape kits are one of the most expensive pieces of DNA evidence to test. They cost anywhere from $800 to $1,500 to test at the lab. And so you just really have to carefully study how you're going to pay to get all those kits tested. And law enforcement, they want to test those kits. We just have to figure out the best way to go forward and do that.
What motivates you to do this type of advocacy work? Why is this personally important to you?
Well, I heard about this issue back in 2013, and it seemed to me that a double injustice had been done here. Not only had a person been attacked and been a victim of this, you know, heinous crime, but then they'd also become a victim of the system that was put in place to protect them. And so it seemed that something was broken there and it needed to be fixed. And not only does it find justice for these victims, but it also provides an environment that's much safer for all of us, because the more serial rapists we have off the street, the safer it is for everyone out there.
Erica Teschke, director of Rape Kit WA, a Seattle-based organization that advocates for rape kit reform in Washington state. A bill in the state legislature would require all new rape kits be sent for testing at the state crime lab. This is The Record on KUOW.